just a few months after the World Cup in Saipan, and extracts from it were serialised in the News of the World. One of the extracts contained this passage from the book. Another crap performance. They're up for it. We're not. City could have been ahead when Teddy struck the penalty home with 20 minutes to go. How he equalised 5 minutes from the end. I'd waited almost 180 minutes for Alfie. 3 years if you looked at it another way. Now, he had the ball on the far touchline. Alfie was taking the piss. I'd waited long enough. I fucking hit him hard. The ball was there, I think. Take that, you cunt. And don't ever stand over me sneering about fake injuries. And tell your pal Wetherill, there's some for him as well. I didn't wait for Miss Ellery to show the card. I turned and walked to the dressing room. That produced the headlines. It was great publicity. It was perfect in some ways, and I'm sure the publishers Penguin weren't too upset, or the booksellers. I understand when you publish a book, you're selling something. You're selling part of yourself. But I didn't anticipate the volume of coverage. It was unbelievable. It was like I'd killed somebody. It was a nightmare at the time. The book had been planned, the deadline and publication date, a year before. The idea was that it would finish after I played in the World Cup. It was supposed to be an upbeat book, on the back of qualification from a tough group and a good campaign in Japan. I think it was quite an upbeat book, but I didn't play in the World Cup, and I couldn't leave my house with my poor dog without being followed. That had gone on for a month or two, and it was just beginning to settle down, but now, the Haaland tackle was the latest scandal. The media were all over it. They were running the show, demanding action. And to be fair, I'd given them something to chew on. The pressure was on the FA to do something about it, and they did. They charged me with bringing the game into disrepute by committing a premeditated assault on Haaland and by profiting from my description of the tackle. The charges hurt me, particularly the second one, the idea that I'd almost bragged about deliberately injuring a player in the hope of selling extra books. It was physically tiring. It was affecting my sleep and my appetite. I was still preparing for games, but I was having problems with my hip, and it was emotionally tiring too, coming so soon after Saipan. My family, the ones closest to me, suffered. I was a footballer, but I was meeting lawyers. The hearing took place in Bolton, at the Reebok. It wasn't a court, but it felt like a court. I think that was wrong. It was a footballing matter, but it wasn't being treated like a footballing matter. It was an FA charge, but I was travelling from Manchester in a car with a lawyer and a QC. That didn't feel right. It was quiet in the car. I didn't really know them. There was no positive energy, no we'll fight this. It was all about damage limitations. It was a day in the office for them, but it was a lot more than that for me. I knew I was going to lose, but I also knew when I went home that night, it would be over. Trying to get to the Reebok that day, you'd have thought I was up for murder. I wish now I'd made my own way to the Reebok, saying I'll meet you there. Actually, I wish I hadn't a lawyer. I wish I'd gone in and just taken the punishment. The FA charged, and the FA delivered the verdict. Judge and jury. The pressure was on from the media. They've got to do us right for the game, they said. I'd been in situations before where I'd been cross-examined, and I'd felt I'd been listened to. This time, almost immediately, I felt, just give me the fine. I never felt that I was getting my point across. The FA had a murder lawyer, a big shot, up from London. Jim Sturman. He was absolutely brilliant. He had me on toast. Jesus, for a tackle. He was a big Spurs fan, he taught me in the toilets before the hearing. He said, I think you're a top player. He told me how much he admired me. Like all top lawyers, he was dead polite. I thought, he's nice. He'd go easy on me. He ripped me to pieces, the fucker. It was his job to rip me to pieces. I kept thinking, I wish he was on my side. I was cross-examined for about an hour. He took out the book. He kept showing it to me. This is you on the cover. This is your book, isn't it? I said, yeah. This is your book, isn't it? And I went, yeah. Do you stand by everything you said in the book? Yeah. So whatever is said in this book, yeah. But it was ghostwritten. This is your book. He held it in front of me. It's supposed to be an honest book. You said these words. I didn't mean it in that way. I didn't say it that way. I'm not sure I said all those words.